You're listening to Raphael Epstein.
Josh Nelson's with me. His film blog is called Filmology.com. It's with a PH. Josh, welcome.
Good afternoon.
We are going to talk about Blue is the Warmest Colour and Le Weekend, which is a film with Jim Broadbent. Blue is the Warmest Colour has got lots of controversy around it. It's about a lesbian relationship between two young girls, French, lots of controversy. Josh, tell me the basic outline and then take me through the controversy.
Yes. Look, this film won the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival last year, and it was notable not just for winning, but also because the film, the award, was not presented just to the director, Abdellatif Kechiche, but also to the two lead actresses as well. And it's the first time that a woman, you know, either by herself or as part of a group, has accepted the award since Jane Campion and The Piano.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's a pretty sort of sparse in terms of gender at the Cannes Film Festival. Look, the film is basically about a relationship, about a young girl. The first half of the film is a young girl who's in her final year of high school. She's wrestling with her sexuality. She meets another girl, Emma, who's slightly older. She's at art school, and they start a very passionate, intense relationship. Then the second half of the film sort of leaps forward to they've been together a few years, and we see the latter stages of a relationship in decline. The English translation of the original French title is The Life of Adele, Chapters 1 and 2. So the film is really structured around these two acts of a relationship, the fiery, passionate kind of beginning, and then the sad decline. Your favourite film critic, Peter Bradshaw, described it. Yeah. He's actually done two reviews of it. It's quite interesting. He called it a devastating mix of eroticism and sadness. I think it's a really nice way of sort of summing up the film in a few words, because it is. It's incredibly erotic, the first half, incredibly passionate. Also, it captures something. I mean, maybe this is sort of lead us back to the issue about performance. The two performances are incredible. They rank among the greatest performances I've ever seen on screen. It's that impressive.
Right.
Particularly the actress who plays the character of Adele, whose name is Adele Exarchopoulos. There's something about the way in which this film captures that sexuality, and I don't think the film is aiming for something specific to a homosexual relationship, but something even in terms of an age, that teenage, that nervous sexual energy of a teenager coming into it at some sort of sexual identity that I don't think I've ever seen on screen before. And also the way in which it captures the sadness, that longing that, on the one hand, knowing a relationship may be drifting, and that desperation of trying to hold on, but, you know, against your better knowledge in some ways.
So what is the controversy around the director forcing the two women to do things they didn't want to do, especially in the sex scenes? Because I've got to be honest, I haven't seen the film. I've read lots of the articles because there seems to be such a fury around it. I can't quite establish if the actors have ever said, listen, I was forced to do a sex scene I was really uncomfortable with. Did it go that far, their statements, or not?
I've heard mixed reports. Right. I've heard statements after the critical gushing of Cannes, the initial backlash, which was this was an incredibly difficult film to make. One of the key sex scenes in the film, which really marks the high point of the intensity and passion of the first act. They said, you know, they were filming for days, like 10 days, and the director would keep this is the idea, monstering them, menacing them in some way to get the performance, perhaps. This is the same thing we hear from about directors like Kubrick and that. So it's not specific to a film about, two women.
But because it's about a man directing two women having sex, the sex scenes are quite explicit.
Yep.
There's a whole lot of overtones of either his sort of, not perversion, but some sort of predatory behaviour. Also, he's an older man, they're younger women. There are a lot of those connotations around
that. And that feeds into how do we interpret the sex scene then, because it's a male director. And I think this is really reinforcing some of the idea of, is it pornography? Is it fantasy for straight males? The original text was actually based on a graphic novel. And the woman's come out and said, criticise the sex scenes and said they play out like a straight male fantasy.
Okay.
And now you've had a response to that initial kind of backlash from kind of the gay and lesbian community, a lot of them saying, actually, no, this really reflects my experience. So it's this kind of Mobius strip of criticism.
Well, you're kind of heading down a dead-end path. Once you say, that's not how I have sex, there's always going to be someone say, well, that's exactly what I do. Yeah.
And this is a point Peter Bradshaw raises in his two articles. One he reviewed at the time of Cannes, gave it 4 stars, and then he reassessed it and said, no, it's actually a 5-star film. Mm. So there's actually two reviews online, but he says this is a ridiculous way of judging a sex scene based on it's not truthful. We're talking about film. It's representation. You know, it's essentially a fiction of a kind.
Yes.
So, you know, there are more interesting ways to assess it. Okay. This is one of the difficult things as a critic, because when I try and defend this film, the response I've had from a couple of people is, you're saying this because you're a white male heterosexual.
Enjoy two women having sex.
Exactly.
So is it worth seeing? Is it a good film?
I think it's a remarkable film.
Right.
It's a film that doesn't just rest on the two lead performances, which are striking in their own right, but it's a film that captures not something I don't think it's aiming for unique about homosexuality or a homosexual relationship. It's about relationships in general. You know, I don't think this is film. It's not a film about sexuality. I think there's a tendency to get hung up on the two scenes, the two major scenes in that first part. But they're long. They're explicit to a point. But there's a point in that, and that is to contrast from what you see in the second half of the film, which is the kind of the loss of any intimacy and the kind of the sadness that really pervades that second half of the film.
Okay.
It's an intelligent film, and I think it's a film you could say is just about relationships in general. There's a lot to connect to in this film.
Blue is the Warmest Colour is the name of it. I'd love to hear from you, by the way, if you've seen it.
On 774 ABC Melbourne, you're listening to Raphael Epstein.
Josh Nelson is with me. We are talking film on 774 ABC Melbourne. The movie Josh reviewed is called Blue is the Warmest Colour. Blue is the Warmest Colour. Raph and Co, I've seen Blue is the Warmest Colour. I thought it was a wonderful portrayal of first lust and love and absolute sadness. It takes you back to a place that you thought you'd left long ago. An excellent movie. That's from Kat in Northcote. On the other side, those poor actresses, they would have been coerced into those awful sex scenes. Yeah, look, I can't read it. It's a perverted, male-dominated movie industry. The Australian actress who co-starred alongside DiCaprio in the Wall Street movie was traumatised by the sex scenes she was coerced into. It's not necessary to portray those explicit scenes. See any news about the...
Margot Robbie's only had positive things to say about her experience, from what I've gathered from the interviews that came out when the film was released.
Yeah, I didn't see that news story. But look, thanks for your text. Keep sending them in. 0437-774-774 is the text. 1300-222-774 is the phone number. I'll get to more of those calls in a moment. I want to take a chance with Le Weekend. Josh, Jim Broadbent, what's Le Weekend?
Le Weekend, on the relationship trip. Le Weekend is about a couple, Jim Broadbent and Lindsay Duncan, who, for those of you who followed Rome, the HBO show a few years ago, she played Sevilla, Brutus's mother. She's been a jobbing actor on the BBC for quite some time. They go to Paris for their 30th anniversary from Birmingham to Paris, and it's not quite the romantic getaway they anticipated. In fact, it ends up being a kind of catalyst for all these hidden truths about their relationship and where it's headed 30 years on.
Right.
Until they bump into, this is one of the most joyous moments of the film, Jeff Goldblum, who is an ex-colleague of Jim Broadbent and an academic. Jeff Goldblum doing Jeff Goldblum as only Jeff Goldblum can. and he's a real sort of highlight. And he sort of feeds into this nostalgia of, you know, remember when we were young and at college and we were doing all this. And meanwhile, she feels more and more on the outer. It's a curious film. It's a film, again, steeped in sort of sadness. There's a far more greater sense of whimsy with this film. The filmmaker, Roger Michell, directed Notting Hill. He also did a film called Venus a few years ago, which I think had Peter O'Toole in it from memory. And it's from the writer of Buddha of Suburbia and My Beautiful Laundrette.
And Anif Qureshi.
Yes.
He wrote the script.
He wrote the script for it.
Ah, okay.
So it's a curious beast of a film. Beautiful performances all around. The whimsy stuff... Old people dancing really doesn't do it for me, I've got to say, spontaneously in Parisian cafes. But there is some really sort of genuine moments in this film. And, it's, again, carried by the three lead actors. Curious kind of counterpoint to Blue is the Warmest Colour in many ways.
Okay. Worth seeing?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. So, and just a quick query, Blue is the Warmest Colour, is that on wide release? Do you know where it's showing?
Yeah, you'll find that more at the sort of the art house cinemas. It's not exclusive to any one cinema. So it's doing the rounds. It came out last week. I think it should be around for a few more weeks. It was also nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Foreign Language Film. So it's riding on the back of the award season.
And Le Weekend? Wide release?
Similar sort of limited release.
Josh, I'm going to let you go early. We've got a bit of fire information and weather to get to. Josh's film blog, you can see at filmology.com. It's spelt with a PH.